Without the war on drugs, Sheriff Frankie Lee Bone Jr. would be held accountable to doing his job of protecting instead of robbing and harassing the people.
These high school boys and girls are having a hop at the local soda fountain. Innocently they dance, innocent of a new and deadly menace lurking behind closed doors. Marijuana, the burning weed with its roots in hell. In this film, you will see the ease with which this vicious plant can be grown in your neighbor's yard, rolled into harmless-looking cigarettes, hidden in an innocent shoe or watch case.
If you want a good smoke, try one of these.
You will meet Bill, who once took pride in his strong will as he takes the first step toward enslavement.
Of course, if you're afraid.
Soul-destroying reefer, they find a moment's pleasure, but at a terrible price. Debauchery, violence, murder, suicide, and the ultimate end of the marijuana addict. Hopeless insanity. Important film now, before it is too late.
Well, old Sheriff Frankie Lee Bone Jr. had done put his foot in a pile of shit. Yeah, the old boy done got himself some reefer madness. You know, reefer madness flows through every sheriff's department, every police department, every state agency. Reefer madness, reefer madness. Well, boys and girls, friends and neighbors, Kershaw County residents, our old sheriff, Sheriff Frankie Lee Bone, done stepped in a pile of doo-doo, it appears. See, he done got a whole bunch of people upset about this here medical marijuana bill going through the state senate. So here we have Sheriff Lee Bone's Facebook page. El Santa Claus, happy little Santa Claus, the Facebook sheriff who posts regularly about the wonderfulness of Sheriff Frankie Lee Bone. So he jumps into this hornet's nest by saying, I want to let you know where law enforcement stands on an issue that's making its way around the South Carolina State House today. To cut it right to the chase, I am against any bill trying to legalize medical marijuana in South Carolina while it remains illegal federally and not FDA approved. So what he's saying here is it doesn't matter what the state says. It doesn't matter what your local government says. If they made it legal to smoke pot on the street corner, or if they made it medical marijuana where you had to have a doctor's prescription, whatever it is, if the federal government says it's illegal and the FDA has not approved it, he is totally against it and will enforce the federal law. He wants the federal law. I understand supporters of this bill are seeking to bring comfort and relief to friends and family members who are suffering from debilitating illness. I have extreme compassion for those individuals, but I can't endorse or even ignore the attempt to provide relief through illegal methods. The only reason they're illegal is because it's free. You can grow it behind your house. It is great for pain. It's great for all kinds of things. And you have a cannabinoid system inside of you that cannabis has been used for thousands and thousands of years. There's no overdoses either. Now, check this out. Marijuana is an illegal substance. It's not medicine. In my opinion, Epidiolex is medical marijuana. And Marinol is medical marijuana. Now, you know, it seems like to me that he already had done a little bit of homework to figure out what is Epidiolex. You know, they got to come up with the damnedest names for these things. But basically what this is a synthetic. In other words, they grow the plant. They grow the plant and then they synthesize all the stuff out of it and get the most pure form of it as they can. It's almost like a bootlegger making liquor out of corn, sugar, and yeast. And then they sell it back to us. And then you have to get it prescribed. And then they make all the money. You see what this is? That's patenting nature. That's what that is. And because the FDA approved it, it's now medicine. Look at this. Epidiolex. Great day. Before taking this medicine, not approved for anyone one or older. 1 year old or older. Nobody younger than that. What if you have liver disease, drug or alcohol addiction, depression or mood order, suicidal thoughts or actions? But reefer madness has been shown to have an affinity to uniforms anyway, from back in the 1930s and 40s, just like alcohol prohibition. You know, the government ran many propaganda pieces and all. In particular here, it was about Negroes is going to kill everybody because they're smoking marijuana and they're going to take advantage of white people. Be afraid of the Negroes smoking marijuana. We got to make it illegal. You'll go crazy. All you parents, look at your kids. Look at the pictures of them. This is the target of these marijuana people.
Marijuana criminalization and what it really was all about, and that it actually was about industry, and that the real people that started marijuana propaganda, like the like those movies like Reefer Madness, that was Harry Anslinger and William Randolph Hearst. And William Randolph Hearst decided that he was going to demonize marijuana to stop the hemp industry. That was the original reason why he did it. Jesus. Because the Popular Science magazine had a cover in like 1937 or something like that called Hemp, the New $1 Billion Crop. And it was all because they had come up with a new machine called the decorticator. And a decorticator was a new machine that allowed them to effectively process hemp fiber. Because before, they used to use slaves. And then when slavery was outlawed and then Eli Whitney came up with the cotton gin, they switched all their clothing from hemp-based clothing to cotton. And so they had done this for years, and then they had switched their paper from canvas, like original canvas, like even the Mona Lisa, was printed on hemp. All that stuff was hemp. Hemp is a far more durable paper, and it's a far more durable cloth. And so people's clothes, like the like really durable clothing, was made out of hemp. And so William Randolph Hearst decided the best way to combat this new industry, instead of turning over his gigantic forests and converting them to hemp forests and converting his paper mills to hemp paper, he decided what he was going to do was kill the business. And wow. So the way he killed the business was printing these stories about black people and Mexicans raping white women because they were on this new drug called marijuana. And what marijuana, the word, was actually a slang for a Mexican wild tobacco. Didn't even have anything to do with cannabis. So when they made marijuana illegal, Congress didn't even understand that they were making cannabis and hemp illegal. They thought it was a new drug. And so he tricked them. He tricked them because he earned Hearst Publications. I mean, that was one of the things that Orson Welles, like when he made Rosebud.
Yeah.
He made that movie. He made Citizen Kane about William Randolph Hearst.
Yes.
Because he was this insanely powerful guy that was just his fucking
Is Rosebud
tyrant.
A bud?
There was a war on marijuana for a long time, even though it's some of the best medicine that man can get. Fortunately, Reefer Madness only affects about 30% of the population. The rest of them either don't care if somebody smokes a little pot, or they're 30% of the nation that understands that it's medical marijuana. It's been with us for thousands of years. It's good for all kinds of things. We have a cannabinoid system within us that needs cannabis. It helps our immune system. It helps inflammation. It helps in a variety of ways. And Big Pharma doesn't want anybody to know it. So they've hired government. Because government is only going to do what they're paid the big money for. And Big Pharma lobbies for all this. It's nothing but a Big Pharma scam. And that's why the FDA hasn't approved it. And if the last 2 years hasn't shown you anything, it's that you can't trust the FDA, the CDC, the who, and all those. Let's go back to old Sheriff Lee Bones' little post right here. Legitimate research and science led to Epidemiolex and Marinol. Actually, it was the FDA did studies on marijuana and found that it worked for all kinds of variety of reasons. And the research that they did was relied upon for the Epidemiolex and the Marinol, so that they could patent a drug that all they did was synthesize what was actually and strengthen what was actually in the cannabis to begin with. So he is nothing but a shill for Big Pharma. Now, a lot of experts estimate that Reefer Madness infects 90 to 95% of all law enforcement and public officialdom. You know, like your county councils and your state houses and all. However, 37 states have some form of legalization or decriminalization for medical marijuana or recreational use. Also encouraging is that these people that are infected with Reefer Madness can be cured. The root cause of Reefer Madness is ignorance. The root cause of Reefer Madness has long been known by historians, psychologists, propagandists around the world. Reefer Madness is a symptom of the underlying disease of ignorance. Ignorance is a terrible and deadly disease to which humans are inherently subject to, and in cases as extreme as Frankie Lee Bones' case of ignorance, it can affect the lives of thousands of innocent people inside and outside this county. Ignorance in public officials is disastrous, as it causes these people to put into place and support ignorant policies, like the war on drugs, or government economic development, or mandates, or masks. This is what ignorance does to the sufferers of this dreaded plague. And please don't blame the sheriff for his actions. He is suffering from a mental disease and doesn't know it. You see, those suffering from ignorance most often do not know they are ignorant. In fact, the opposite is most likely true. The cure for ignorance is knowledge. This has been known for a millennium, but prescribing it and getting it to the patient to take it is altogether a different thing. And that, my friend, is the $64,000 question. Mark Twain said of this, of the ignorant, It is easier to fool a man than it is to convince the fool he has been fooled. In other words, somebody's ignorant will never be cured. And the only way to keep yourself, your loved ones, and society as a whole safe is to prevent the ignorant from holding positions of power. You wouldn't want an ignorant mechanic, now would you? How about a doctor? You want an ignorant doctor? Of course, right now during this Rona, there's a whole lot of that going around. So if you wouldn't want an ignorant mechanic or ignorant doctor, why in the world would you want an ignorant sheriff? The ignorant can only cure themselves, just like an alcoholic or a drug addict. They have to admit they have a problem. I'm ignorant. Please teach me something. You know, come to think of it, there is one other possibility. Sheriff Frankie Lee Bone may not be so ignorant about cannabis at all. You know, that's a good possibility. One thing is true about politicians is they will always claim to be ignorant instead of criminal. What if Sheriff Frankie Lee Bone knows about the overwhelming amount of research showing the benefits of cannabis? What if Frankie Lee Bone Jr. is full of shit and he's a liar? I mean, really, if a sheriff or anyone needed or wanted to know the truth about cannabis, they, in a matter of hours, could know the damn truth. The fact of the matter is, ladies and gentlemen, if Frankie Lee Bone Jr. does not know about the benefits of cannabis, he is completely incompetent to hold public office, and especially that of the sheriff. The sheriff is either completely ignorant and thus incompetent, or he's a liar. You can't have it both ways. You might say, why would he lie? Money. Follow the money. Without the war on drugs, the funding from the war on drugs, Sheriff Frankie Lee Bone Jr. would be forced to let a few good men go. Without the war on drugs, Sheriff Frankie Lee Bone Jr. would be held accountable to doing his job of protecting instead of robbing and harassing the people. Without the war on drugs, Sheriff Frankie Lee Bone Jr. would lose power and control. Without this war on the people, which is what this war on drugs is, a war on the freedom of the people, Sheriff Frankie Lee Bone Jr. would lose money, power, and control. Is he ignorant, or is he just a liar? Is Sheriff Frankie Lee Bone suffering from reefer madness, or is he acting ignorant to cover his own self-interest? That, my friend, is for you to decide. In my opinion, he is selling our freedom for profit. Till next time, peace.